I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. Many of you might be out barbecuing today for the 4th, a very American tradition for one and all on a hot summer day, and the subject of a short film about a young Sikh couple who have just moved to the U.S.
Happy July 4th, my dear American. Get ready. Barbecue shopping.
Without giving too much away, that shopping trip ends with the couple facing the ignorance of the community they've moved into. Arpita Kumar directed the short film, My Dear Americans. It's part of the PBS Online Film Festival.
I thought it would be interesting to take a tradition, an American tradition, but present it from the point of view of an outsider. So I selected 4th of July because it's the most American and the most patriotic. And at the same time, a year ago, actually, there was this horrible incident in Wisconsin where a white supremacist barged into a Sikh Gurudwara, which is a Sikh place of worship, and opened fire largely because he associated the Sikhs with Osama bin Laden. And for me, it was really shocking because it was a decade, more than a decade after 9/11, and there was still such ignorance about the Sikh community. And what I realized was that you can't do much about the ignorance of others, but what you could do is change your reaction to that ignorance. And so that's what prompted the narrative and the actions of the wife, Tejpreet, in the short film.
Yeah, I want to talk about the film and how you portrayed the characters. The husband in the film, in this Sikh couple, he's very gung-ho about moving to the U.S. and ready to take on the 4th of July, while the wife is really struggling with her new country. Explain how you see these two different versions of the immigrant experience.
Well, I mean, when I moved here, and I moved here 11 years ago, and I was more aligned with the husband, I was really enthusiastic. And the night before I was leaving for the U.S., I couldn't even sleep. I was so excited about it. But over the years, I mean, the enthusiasm hasn't tapered that much, but definitely I've gained more gravity and have sort of a more complex understanding of national identity and, you know, the concept of home and immigration. When I was writing it, I realized that moving here, I was exhilarated, but there were also moments when I was overwhelmed, and there were moments I would retreat inward. So I tried to sort of bring these characters out from those two reactions that I would have, where one, I was absolutely overjoyed, and then there were moments where I was shocked and nothing made sense, and I would retreat inwards and just observe, you know, the world around me. So I tried to kind of build these characters out of those two sort of reactions.
And of course, one point that doesn't seem to make sense to, I think, the couple in the film or to the wife in the film is the couple in the film, they go to Costco to buy food for a big 4th of July barbecue.
Yeah.
And your depiction of Costco was really interesting. And I understand this was based on a personal experience from when you moved to the States from India for college.
Yeah, I remember it was my second day, and they took us to Target. They didn't even take us to Costco. And I'm from a really small part of India, so I had not been to like such a huge supermarket. The fluorescent lights and the variety and the choices, and then just and all the other students, many of them are from Western Europe or like East Asia, where they had been exposed to, you know, markets like this. I didn't even know how to like navigate it, and like it was really overwhelming. And that was like, I think, the first terrifying moment of my life. I was like, where am I and how do you do this? But I try to draw from that. I had always heard about the mythical Costco, you know. So I was like, let's go check Costco out.
Well, you know, what struck me about the scene in Costco was that many of the other customers in there were also immigrants.
Yes, that's great. Because what happened was that we couldn't finish in time. So they let us shoot as they were opening the store on Sunday morning. And so it's like they open the gates and all these people come rushing in. And I noticed like 50% of them were immigrants. So many people were from different parts of the world rushing to Costco.
Now, I know that you've shown the film at several festivals. It's now online on PBS. How have people reacted?
A lot of people who have moved to the country, you know, they come and share with me their experiences, which has been beautiful, you know, to hear the different points of view. And then women love the character of Tejpreet, you know, because she has like, you see her, she starts off being like really quiet, and then like the strong defiant side of her comes out. And like, she is actually the hero of the film. And so the women like really applauded. Overall, people have been very moved, and it's been such a great experience. I'm not Sikh myself, but it's been great because I've been asked a lot of questions about the Sikh community, and I've been able to direct people to different resources on the web that they could access and know more about the community. So,
Arpita, what was your first 4th of July like?
It was in New York City, and I spent it with, again, I love this about America because everybody's identity is hyphenated. So I spent it with a friend who is Tibetan-American. So I didn't even know that we were going to go see fireworks. So I was talking to her, and suddenly she turns me around because my back was towards the fireworks. And I see the whole sky explode into these amazing fireworks, and it just blew my mind. And in India, we have Diwali, which is a Hindu festival of lights, where we have fireworks. And I was just like, oh my God, this is just like Diwali. So for the next 2 years, I wished everyone happy Diwali on 4th of July, because for me, it was like, you know, our Diwali. But I think it was one of the most, one of my favorite memories here.
Arpita Kumar directed the short film, My Dear Americans. Thank you, Arpita.
Thank you so much.